BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Boss Man Show. We got new head coach at Coastal Carolina, technically out of Sun Belt Conference. You'll see them coming to Georgia State. And we're doing the rotations here with the conference plays. Coach Tim Beck down in Conway. Coach Beck, how are things down there, man? In South Carolina, man.
It's going great. Everything's awesome. Hard to have a bad day when you're living by the beach.
I hear that, man. You got to love living that beach life, man. Great for recruiting, I must say, for young men to come to the beach and see that beautiful water and hang out, rest when they get through playing football with you guys, and man, enjoy those great views down there.
No doubt. That's obviously, it's been a great selling point for a lot of years, and we're going to continue to use when you're this close. It's hard not to take advantage of that.
No doubt, Coach. Let me tell you, man, congrats on getting this job as well, man. And what about this job, Coastal Carolina, stood out to you? You decided for you and your family to want to come here now to see this program as Coach Chadwell has moved on now.
Yeah, so, you know, my daughter played volleyball here. And in 2017, when I was still at Ohio State, she was taking her visits, her recruiting visits, and we came down here in the summer. We actually took them in the summer back then because I was working. And so we toured a couple of places. She wanted to go where it was warm, wanted to play volleyball. And we were coming back from some of the schools in Florida. And she's like, hey, let's go by Coastal Carolina. And I didn't know much about it. And we came here and man, I fell in love with it. Great people, great area, facility wise, and a commitment from the leadership to turn this into a winning program. And so my daughter went to school. She loved it here. I kind of put my eyes and earmark on this job, hoping and waiting for an opportunity to maybe become the head coach. And, man, God just blessed me. I was able to do it.
Yes, indeed. God always makes a way for you. And I just want you to say, like, your daughter wanting to stop by there gave me that window to know that gym down there that you didn't know. It's funny how God works, Coach Beck. It's like, never know the opportunity or that presents itself. It's a random thing, but it shows that there is an act of God and divine intervention. So stuff to happen is destined to happen because it's part of his will.
No doubt. Amen to that, man. That was it's all his doing, all of it. And me being here, being blessed, the people, just the people being around them and our team, you know, I mean, our players. And I tell them all the time, it starts with faith. You got to have faith first and foremost, and got to be the most important thing in your life.
And Coach Beck, I'll tell you this, my father was a coach. He's 82 years old now, so he had his legal pads out, drawing up stuff and showing me plays. We watched games together. He's asked me about split zones, inside zones. I was like, Dad, I know. I haven't forgotten all these years. But he loved to coach young men and impact young men. So what was your why in coaching?
Yeah, I would tell your father, if he's got any good ones, send them my way, right? But no, you know, it's a great question, and there was two reasons really that I love coaching. Number one is to mentor. I think that a lot of years I've been able to mentor players and to be able to help them through life and the decisions they needed to make as a high school coach, college coach, whatever that is. Obviously, as they get older into college, some of their core values and the people that they are, you know, they are that way. And it's a little bit harder sometimes, you know, teach the new dog or teach the old dog new tricks, but you don't give up on that. And you keep fighting that battle. And then now I've been able to mentor coaches. Now I'm able to share the wealth of experience that I've learned in my career with these guys and young ladies and young men who work under me or with me in this program to be able to help them. And then the second was the camaraderie. There's something about being part of a group or a team, an organization, and you come together from all different walks of life and you put together a plan and you mentor and teach it to young people and they go out and execute it and you see their faces and what they do, man, there's no better feeling than that. And to know that as a group, you've done that. And so, you know, those two things to me is why I love coaching, always have, and been doing it as long as I have.
How cool is this for you as a coach when your players call you, say they're having a baby, they're getting married, got a new job, knowing that you helped mold that young man's, had an impact on that young man's life? I feel like for me, Coach Beck, is that I still didn't call my coach to this day. We talked Sunday 2 hours. Just about the show, and he asked about Atlanta Hawks stuff. I'm like, well, it's cool that my coach still cares about me. I'm almost 40 years old now. You know, and seeing your young men coach have successful businesses and have wives, have children, that's make you feel good as well.
No doubt. It's the things that as an assistant, as a head coach, that you relish, right? That's how you know you're making an impact in their lives when you stay in touch with them, when they invite you to the wedding and they send you pictures of their kids, right? Some of them ask you to recruit their kids. I'm getting to that point now. I'm getting to that point. But all of that, man, it's just, you know, at the time as a coach, you don't realize it, right? But then later on, when the players reach out and they tell you what an impact you made on them, then all the sacrifices and the time and the, you know, the late nights and early mornings, and it's all worth it.
You got that right. And Coach, for you and your program, as you build this, Coach Beck, what's going to be your pillars of your program and what kind of young man do you want to be a part of Coach Carolina's program going forward?
Yeah, so part of our recruiting base, I call them the OKGs. Have you ever heard the OKGs?
I have not, Coach. Look forward to hearing about it, man.
Yeah, our kind of guy. That's gotcha. What we're looking for, OKGs, right? So our kind of guys, we want tough players. We want with integrity and character. We want guys that love football. Like I think there's two kind of players. There's guys that play football and then there's football players, right? There's guys that go out for it because they're supposed to, and there's nothing better to do. And they go to practice and they go home and that's it. Those are guys that play football. Football players, they eat, breathe, sleep football. They can't help it. You could talk about Franco Harrison, the immaculate reception, and they know about it all the way from back then, right? All those type, the Brady Tuck, people will be like, yeah, I know about that. Those are guys that love football, right? And they're football players. And so we look for those, our OKGs, tough guys, guys that love the game of football, guys with high character, high integrity. And so we take them from all over and we blend them in here down at the beach. We blend them together and they rely and love on each other. And that's how we build a really tight group and build off of that.
And Coach Beck, you're in a great area to find talent because you're in the South. You're not too far from Atlanta. You got the Carolinas, Florida, you got Alabama. I mean, you're in a great spot to find OKGs that fits your program, your culture, man. So get this job here. And some Sun Belt Conference schools with great football as well. Like, wow, you're in a diamond in the rough down there, finding the guys you want to come down there and play that really fits your system, can really do big things down there for you guys.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. I think, you know, and I thought my staff did a great job in this recruiting class because we got in here so late. You know, we really had, you know, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks to find those guys and then recruit them. And so, you know, that was difficult, obviously. But yeah, I think the Carolinas on tap, and I think Georgia, there's so many good players in the state of Georgia and state of Florida. So we have a great base, and because of the beach and the location as a vacation spot, you'd be surprised how many Northerners we get, you know, Boston and Philly and Jersey and Pittsburgh and those areas, they come down, they vacation here a lot. So they equate vacation with Coastal Carolina football. And so, you know, it's, hey, it's beautiful down there. The weather's always nice. This is pretty awesome. I'd love to go to school here. And so sometimes you could go up north and steal a guy from a Rutgers or a Temple or a Boston College because they want to play immediately and they want to be in an area that's really nice.
Yes, and with the Sun Belt realignment, how good football, yeah. James Madison's a good team. Southern Miss is a good team. All these different teams in this conference, man, is just so tough, man. You know, Georgia Southern's Clay Helton is changing now. Also, Sean here with Georgia State is changing. So talk about the league and how tough it is. Talk about when the coaching and then the teams you all compete with every Saturday in the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's equivalent to the SEC, in my opinion. You know, I mean, in terms of every week you got to come to play, right? Anybody can beat anybody in this league. And there's great football throughout. And a lot of the country is figuring that out. They don't like playing the Sun Belt Conference teams because they're no longer easy wins, you know? And so these Power Five guys, I know last year was a big hit to some of those guys' egos getting beat. But we as coaches, right, being at NC State, Texas, right, Ohio State, we knew as coaches, like, hey, man, that's a great league. Like, there's good players down there. They play really good football. Like, stay away from them. You don't want to play those guys. And so there's some that are figuring that out. And so, but the league, there's great coaches. There's a lot of talent. And you got to come to play every week.
And Coach, how's it been with your guys getting in the weight room now, getting ready to spring practice here, seeing your young men implement your system and your way of doing things? How's it been getting the guys to buy in so far?
It's been great. I mean, I think our players are really excited about what's ahead and the changes, right? You know, Coach Chadwell did a great job and built a really solid foundation, and give him a lot of credit for that, him and his staff. And so we're building on that. We're just enhancing it, just putting my flavor in it, you know, in terms of what are the things that, you know, I've learned along the way that can enhance our program to make it a little bit better. And I think right now our players are really buying into it.
And Coach, talk about development of players. I know it's fans don't realize sometimes it's more than just on the field of film. It's also personal development as a man, being a student athlete as well. Talk about how you're going to approach the development of your players, all aspects of the game, for it's on the field, off the field, with the minds as well.
Yeah. So every Wednesday right now, we do the Real World Wednesday. It's a program designed to just talk about different things and teach our players different things about the world, like just living. And we've spent a lot the first couple of weeks just on nutrition, hydration, sleep, drugs and alcohol, like the effects on the body, different things of that nature. And each week we kind of pick a topic and we talk through it. We show them the physiological effects, the psychological effects, what it does to your body. So all the different things that we've done there, we've taught our guys how to go grocery shopping on a college budget. What's a healthy choice compared to a non-healthy choice, but yet within realm of your budget. So you're not going over. How to go buy a frozen thing of chicken or whatever, and how to, you know, what do I need? What's my plate got to look like? What kind of vegetables do I have? What kind of carb do I have? What kind of protein do I have? How do I do that? And so we taught them how to shop. this past Wednesday, we taught them how to cook. And we had hot plates and we're showing them how to make. If you buy, here's a $25 cart. We filled it up with a protein, filled it up with a veggie, a carb. It cost $25 and it made three meals. And you showed them how, this is how you cook it. This is how long you cook it, what it should look like. This is how you can make it. And here's three meals for $25 as a college kid. So we're changing their lives on Wednesdays. And obviously we talk about it throughout, but it's more really hard education on those times. We'll have guest speakers come in. We'll talk about doing budgets. We'll talk about NFL. Anybody's got NFL dreams, right? But what is really a contract in the NFL? What do they really make? What's money, not guaranteed money? How do you get on the team? How many guys are on the team? How guys get cut for not having playbooks? You get fined for not making weight. Like, there's a lot of guys that just see the glory of it, right? NIL, transfer portal, like educating them. NIL, they think it's free money right now. It's not free money. You got a obligation. If you don't meet that obligation, guess what happens? You don't get the money.
Exactly.
And guess what? It's not guaranteed 4 years. It may be a 1 year deal, maybe 8 months, it may be 5 months, then it's over. Like, everyone thinks it's just guaranteed, hey, free money is what the NIL is. And that's not real. Like, that stuff's not real. So just educating them, or the transfer portal. What is that really about? How do I know if people are real and trying to do that and not, you know, because so many times we hear we see the end result. We always see the guys that transfer portal and have success. We always see that, right? The Bo Nix, the whoever it may be, right? They get in the portal. But for every one of those, there's five that don't.
Exactly.
And we don't ever talk about those five that don't. We always glorify the one that did, you know? And so you just got to educate them on those things as much as you can. And that's what we try to do to help them off the field as well.
No doubt, Coach. And you said, like you said, man, some guys, I feel like there's too many people involved with that. Bruce, tell these young men you're not playing, then leave. But if you're going to leave, do you have a home, a landing spot if you don't leave?
No doubt.
I feel like with social media and too many people in young men's ears, that it's causing them to make bad choices. Then they're left out in the cold. And now when you have a scholarship, now you don't have it because of, you know, an emotional fit of, just, I want what I want right now. Media gratification. Somebody got in your ear and it led you down the wrong path.
Yeah, it's they mistake what they want, really, right? What they really, really want, they mistake it and they take what they want now, right? Because we live in a microwave society. Put it in, hit 30 seconds and it's done, right? And so that's what they want. They want it done like that. And it's not real. It doesn't happen that way. And so, you know, you just got to keep educating them. We love them up, we coach them hard, you know, very demanding on our players. We're not demeaning. We have fun with it. Still a game. Want our guys to have fun, hold each other accountable, you know, those type of things like everybody talks about, but it's not what we do as much as how we do it. Cause everybody does the same thing. Everybody's going to run inside zone, like every college, but it's how we do it. It's how we do it. What kind of effort we play with, how hard we play for the love of the guy behind us, not for the hate of the guy across from us. Like, those type of things become impactful at the end of the day. So we're just slowly building that way. That's all we're doing every day.
No doubt, Coach. I got two more for you, Coach. What's been your favorite restaurant so far since you've been in Coastal Carolina? It's really just feeds you real well, man.
Boy, that's hard to say. I love Italian food. Harder to find, I think, really homemade, true Italian food down here. But there's a lot of good seafood places. Been in and out. I'll be honest. I've been working so hard. A lot of my meals have been fast food or whatever I could find, snacks floating around the office for the most part.
I get it. Coach, with my lifestyle working for the Hawks, I get it too, man. Covering this Atlanta Hawks, it's always a late night hotel. You know, let me get to the hotel, yep. Uber Eats, DoorDash, it took me. So trust me, Coach, with this NBA schedule I have, I understand. I truly do. Now, Coach, we have something in common, man. Your birthday is the 14th of March. Mine's March 11th. We just had the same birthday week, Coach. So 11th
there you go, March. Man.
We're Pisces together, man. I love it.
I love it. That's right. Absolutely.
So I cannot wait to, because the Hawks play on my birthday, but thank God it's a home game. So
yes,
won't be that.
So, then you get your favorite meal.
Yes. One more year close to 40. 39 is my birthday. So.
Wow.
Yes, 39. So last year in my 30s coming up this year.
Yeah, enjoy it. When you start hitting 40, everything hurts.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the airport.
Hey, every 5 years it gets worse.
Stuff
keeps hurting.
Yes, you know, and my father is March 27th, but he's not a Pisces. I get on him all the time. But he said, Dad, you're a March guy, but you're not a Pisces, Dad. Still a March guy.
There you go.
Yeah, March 27th, 1940. Can you believe that? 1940. Wow. Yeah, that's when he was born, 1940. See, a lot of football in his day, I'll tell you that, Coach. I mean, he tells me about the old guys. He talks about Mike Ditka. He talks about Jim Brown, seeing them play. And I'm like, Dad, that's a long time ago. But I appreciate you just showing me these videos. He put a clip on the shoulder to me.
Hey, don't forget those guys, the Jim Browns and Walter Paytons and those guys. They were great players, huh? Great players.
Yeah, so, you know, so I'm thankful to have a father who saw a lot of football put him in me as well. Because I said, Dad, the NFL didn't work for me, but I'm still able to cover football by having a radio show. Now it's hurt this way. I don't lose ever. It's always a good day. I'm gonna be on the air 15 years, Coach. So I don't lose.
You're undefeated. You're undefeated still.
Yes, indeed. I have a smile on my face every day, Coach. It was fun to talk to you. Great to meet you today, man. Look forward to seeing you down the road when you play Georgia State or Georgia Southern here. When conference play, Coach, you be safe, man. I'm going to get your number offline so we can stay in contact with us when you come in to recruit. Maybe get some lunch or something down here one day.
Absolutely. Down here. We'll do it. Definitely. I appreciate it, man. Big time.
Anytime, Coach. Thanks so much, Coach Bet.
All right. You have a good one.
You too, now.
See you, bud.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.